Well, Memorial Day is set aside to remember those who lost their lives while in military service. For our American Homefront Project, reporter Bobby O'Brien takes us to the Bay Pines National Cemetery in St. Petersburg for remembrance of veterans who have died but with no family by their side.
It's called an unattended interment. There's no service, no ceremony. Just two VA workers with the remains of a 72-year-old Vietnam veteran in a rectangular metal box. Armed with a drill and clipboard, cemetery worker Terry Clark unfastens the stone covering of a niche at the outdoor columbarium. There are rows and rows of long granite walls, each with more than 200 nooks to hold veterans' ashes.
Right now we're making sure that once we open the niche cover that everything's clean inside.
Clark checks his paperwork with the cemetery director, Eugenia Simmons. They verify the veteran's name before sliding in the metal box and resealing the opening. Simmons signs a form and reaches out, gently patting the stone.
Whenever I do an interment, yeah, somebody has to say goodbye.
She's bidding farewell to Clifford Leo Bissick. He was a sergeant in the Army during the Vietnam era and later served in the Navy. 8 years ago, the Tampa resident briefly became a local hero when he foiled a drugstore robbery, chasing away the thief with his cane. In March, Bissick died of heart disease. He was found sitting outside the Tampa motel room where he lived. Inside his room, police discovered old paperwork from the VA. But he had no close relatives, so the medical examiner sent Bissick's cremated remains to the nearest VA cemetery, Bay Pines. Simmons says because Florida has so many retirees, it's common for veterans to die with no family or no relatives nearby.
We place them, we give them a dignified burial, and then once the cremated remains are placed, we send information to the family so that they know how to locate their loved one.
Under federal law, every eligible veteran is entitled to a military funeral if the family requests it. When there is no family present, the veteran can still be interred, but without an individual ceremony. The VA does not track the number of unattended burials nationally, but at Bay Pines, a group of volunteers tries to make sure that even those veterans who lack close family get the recognition they deserve. Once a month, they gather to pay tribute to all of them. Marine veteran Bob Cannon has organized every service for nearly two decades.
I'm a Vietnam veteran. When I came back, let's say I had not a very good welcome home. And this is what we're trying to do. Make sure that everybody, they get a good welcome and send off.
The send-off at Bay Pines is held the first Tuesday of every month. It starts with a motorcycle ride-by with Randall McNabb as the ride captain.
And I love these guys. You know, they spend their own time and their own dime to get out here and stand for these veterans.
The service is brief. It includes a prayer, color guard, and the reading of the deceased veterans' names, followed by the ringing of a bell, a Navy tradition.
Clifford Bissick, United States Navy.
Bill Conum, the commander of the Clearwater Marine League's Color Guard, says it's important to him to be here for his comrades, just as he hopes someone will be here for him.
I don't really think about them not having anyone around because we're here. And we'll always be here.
I'm making you choke up a little bit?
Yes, ma'am.
Typically at military funerals, the color guard presents a folded American flag to the veteran's family. But here, the flag was symbolically handed to a volunteer. Then it will be used again at next month's ceremony. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.